in the future, which is not far. When I talk about the future, I'm only talking about 2 years ahead, 3 years
ahead.
And if you will.
No, man, I love that, man. Randy Osei, Social Change. The app is called Training Ground App. I'm going to download the app today, Randy, because the joint is crazy. It's free. You're educating people. Man, it's such a beautiful thing. Real quick, before I let you go, what has been the response from athletes, from pro athletes, from everybody, you know, that's been out for a while? What has been the response from everybody about the Training Ground App thus far?
Man, the response has been absolutely amazing. I went down to Spain in July with the National Basketball Players Association to test Training Ground with some players and some coaches, and feedback was through the roof. We're working with a lot of college student athletes right now. Also working with some college teams. I can't name the names yet.
No.
We've got some partnerships released. And then from the athletes themselves, the young athletes, the high school athletes, the college athletes who are thinking about, maybe I want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe I want to leverage my NIL. Maybe I want to open a bank account, or maybe I want to understand the world of investing, but I don't know where to start. Training Ground has given everybody that start. And we're looking to continue to be along everyone's journey so that, you know, they can maximize every opportunity along their journey as well.
Look at that. Well said, well spoken, man. Listen, if the app is anything like the way you speak, brother, we in a good place. I'm downloading it right now. I'm going to put the link up there in our link tree, Dito504. Randy, real quick before you go, I know you're a busy guy. Just give me a little insight. What can we expect next from you? Because I know you're a serial entrepreneur. Just give me a little insight. What can we expect next from you? I'm going to have you back.
Ooh, man. I know the show is in Montreal, but anyone wants to come down to Toronto, November 27th, we're actually hosting our third annual Do Your Part Celebrity Game. It's a game that we bring influencers together to play a game of basketball, but the mission and the education is climate change. We want to help educate our community on climate resilience because climate change is going to affect us the worst, right?
Yeah.
We have this amount of resources. So we're trying to help educate and bring more awareness to climate resiliency. And that's happening November 27th. Going into the new year, Training Ground is going to continue to grow and expand. We're going to have new features, new content. We've got some content featuring Roy Woods coming out, Jay Richards, and a couple other, you know, creators that are doing what they do best. And we just want to make it more accessible and give them a different way to learn, ultimately, because we're all on this lifelong learning journey.
No, for sure, man. We never stop learning. Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with the man himself, serial entrepreneur. He's a man for social change, Mr. Randy Osei. I want to encourage everybody to download the app, Training Ground app. Definitely making some waves. Randy, I'm out to connect with you and Fareed. I definitely want to come down and check out that game. I'm very big about climate change, about our eco footprint. And, you know, I think in the Black community, we don't talk enough about climate change as well. So I definitely want to come down and connect with you guys on that aspect as well.
Absolutely, man. Would love to have you, and congratulations on this show, brother. I know putting out content isn't easy. I know getting people on calls isn't easy, and getting the word out, like, it's not easy. So kudos to you for everything that you've been able to do and continue to build this platform for people like me, man, because I can't do this by myself, right?
No.
You do by yourself. So
exactly.
We connect, even though we've never met in person. Here we are.
Man, thank you so much for your time, Randy. Man, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully I get to see you in November.
Absolutely, brother. Appreciate it. And shout out to everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Montreal, my city. Mr. Smellgood's in the building. Akil Ross in the building. This is our Gardens of the Galaxy mix.
Oh, you about to answer? Yeah, hold on, put it on the camera. What is this? Hold on, you gotta put it up. They can't see it. Hey, niggas fucking on my vibe. This is the Guardians of the Galaxy mix. DJ Moon One, Akil Ross in the building, and Mr. Smell Good. We got questions. Hopefully, you got some answers. Lambo, the Nigerian princess. Hold on, your mic's not on yet, brother. This is the Guardians of the Galaxy mix. You know we're doing things. The morning detail. Let me go.
Forever, nigga, my guy for life. You know it's whatever, if you fight, I fight. Tell me what's the word and we gon' slide on guys. Me and broski sipping on cocaine. Don't approach me if you ain't got no love for me. I ain't got no friends, all my niggas like blood to me. I'm DTP forever, bitches know me.
700,000, a phantom on a random. Buy the bitch a Birkin every time she throw a tantrum. My accountant on speed dial, to make the transfer. AI questions on, cause I walk with all the answers. I pull up $1 million car, blue, blue, blue. I know some bloods that are slime, woo, woo, woo. Blueberry seeds, perfect time, woo, woo, woo. The projects always showing love for me, ay. Whenever I'm in New York, me and Boogie like cousins. Gotta fire up a jet and take a trip out to London. My diamonds always hitting me in the Leonte. Always up to something.
Diamonds or baguettes, girl, just tell me if I'm heavy.
I came from the bottom, I came straight out of poverty.
I had to look around and see who's with me and not with me.
Tryna go and stack these billions on a long road.
If I tell you I love you, that ain't a lie. Until I make a couple men, I can't go home.
They won the championship, so I bought the two-tone. Bentley Coliseum riding with the roof
gone.
Kill
my vibe. I'm getting money, I'm fine. If I call you, bro, you better ride out. Just tell me what's the word and we gon' slide, slide, slide. Just me and my bros keep sipping on his clothing. Don't approach me if you ain't got no
Montreal, my city. 806 coming up next. Mr. Smell Good, Akil Rod, the incense, the fragrances, the oils. From New York to Montreal, you know we don't date, let me go. Hey, DJ Moon One, I mixed this in the car this morning.
What do I see? A couple yachts, they got some thoughts that tried the seven seas.
We just moved different. We on Fridays, in case you forgot. The best urban morning show in the country. This is The Morning Detour.
I just might cop me one. They can't be rich. They just trying to make a carbon copy of them. Counting up this new money every single day I'm home. I ain't worried about what they be on. You do what you can. I live a lifestyle on the daily homes. Raises on my right wrist. I got 80 on. My fragrance strong. My don't talk with tape in. She don't ride it with no lace on. The ace gone, the double R, the gray stone, the inside blueberry, and the outside is eight. Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts, they got some thoughts that tried the seven seas. Got CCs and Louis V's out of every season. Carter me, please, 4 G's, make them stop breathing. It's hard to stomach that. I'm out running laps and I ain't coming back. Maybach jumping like a jumping jack. Off the mumble rap, where Roddy at? I be chasing chicken, had to cut the fat. Only wear it one time, did a show, forgot to cut the tag. Another day, another seal, another deal, another bag. Was 19, charting up the jets, I'm in another class. Just couldn't even tell, I was out getting cash. Graduated from the streets, I ain't gotta bring up. Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts, they got some thoughts that
try. We started it with a bomb. So what y'all thought? I'm gonna do an urban morning show. I ain't gonna play that new Jeezy and DJ drama. I ain't gonna play that Snowfall. Yo, shout out to all my hood dudes, man. All my real entrepreneurs, all my hustlers, all my dudes locked down. You know how we do it, Lego.
Yeah, you see that boy done glowed up. They say you lost your street cred. You tell
Montreal, my city, the best urban morning show in the country. This is The Morning Detour. Mr. Smell Good coming up next. Lambo, the Nigerian princess. We straight from Lagos. Let me go.
I'm in the mix with 36. Pockets full with dirty kicks. Weighing up the mountains. And I swear we had like 36. Diamond in the rough. Yeah, you see that boy done glowed up. They say you lost your street cred. You tell them so we are smelling like a whole thing. Drifting these designer suits. Keep my foot on next. While wearing these designer boots. Came from being nasty, but now I'm just a classy. You ain't gotta ask. Yeah, you know that I'm a nasty. Address me with some respect. You talking to an exec. Dap it with some cool water. I just done a temp check. What you expect? 10 years the same thing. Waste a whole decade. That'll be a shame. I ain't get these mansions with street cred. Get that Rolls Royce with no street cred. Yeah. Ride with the horse with no street cred. 911 Porsche with no street cred.
Can't pay my family bills with no street cred. Can't feed my family meals with no street cred. Spend summers in the grill with no street cred. Close $1 million deals with no street cred. I ain't trippin' on the bulls, I'm tryna get this check. For you m****s on the bulls, I'm tryna hide this tech. Hey, you talking to, I'm a water whipping vet. Mister, when they locking up, I just make them dress. Talking presidential, I got Biden on the text. Hello, put a main man, I don't even wear a vest. When them boys was playing games, I was busy playing chess. Real in them self-made, yeah.
Hold on, I gotta move you around a little bit. I gotta move you around a little bit. Hold on, let me show you this one.
What up? 650 horses in my engine. I used to ride around on a 10 speed.
DJ Moon 1, baby. Mr. Smell Good coming up next to Kill Raw. Get your incense game up. Stop having these chicks coming over. It's smelling like gym socks in your house. Y'all need to stop it. I see y'all at the parties. You have no essential oils. You are not essential. If you haven't checked the Kill Raw, you are not in the right position. Yeah.
Drop a bag and they gon' hit them for me, but they do it for free. Put my finger, they gon' get them for me. Homicide unit gon' pick up the pieces. Already blessed, so don't give me your blessings. I'm sippin' on syrup, I ain't never gon' sneeze. All of my steppers gon' step up for me. Like a super soaker, hit him, drench up his teeth. Got a disease, I've been rolling off feet. They gon' check if I breathe, any time that I sleep.
It's the more detour. We on Twitch. We on Facebook. We are YouTube. Detour 504. Coming to you live from DGK's, the Nigerian Princess Lamba.
650 horses in my engine. I used to ride around on a 10 speed. Addicted to buying jewelry. I got VVS diamonds that hit like some
fans. I'm gonna give them one more. The incense is burning heavy in here. We don't need no sage. All we need is a Kill Raw. Let's go.
I like my women in flavors like I like my weenie. The strand I'm designing to see. Looking for rats, I've been setting up traps. Had to make sure that no one gon' cover my cheese. Gold on my neck, sitting on an ET. When I drop a single leg, go platinum.
I'm gonna give them one more. Okay, French. Let me go.
Gold on my neck, order protect. Only thing free if you call and collect. Shout out to Max, I'm gonna get to the
check.
So when you come home, you ain't missing a step.
If you ain't twerking on the metro, you in the wrong place.
Single gold diamond at least.
Let your coworkers know we are black. We are proud. We are black entrepreneurs.
50, I charge for the feed. I'm from New York, where they're robbing the preach.
Yeah.
Bugatti's, no Bentley's. You pay for the box, I get neck free. Look like a jeweler, I pop your medulla.
I'm gonna give them one more. I'm gonna give them one more. Mr. Smellgood coming on. One more.
Charge it to the game. That ain't get your bands up and listen to Andrew Tate, huh? That's your girl, she with the ballers and tape.
You're mad, bruv. You're mad, bruv. You're mad.
And your girl tonight, I just swimming all out on that like a.
Forget your man.
The best urban morning show in the country. This is the Morning Detour.
And your girl tonight, she with the girls. I'ma give her right back by the eve time.
She wanna come to the end, it depends. Bring your friends down, kept for my free girls.
Oh, that from bro, that for that bitch will eat and that. With bro seven, stuck in the and he ain't get back. Oh, that for bro, that for that bitch will eat and that. With bro seven, stuck in the and he ain't get back.
I'm cool, I'll pass on that. Her type is rich. I'm a young bro, man got a baby.
Check Lambo with the twerk. Check Lambo with the twerk. The OnlyFans. Tell Playboy cut the check. Tell Playboy cut the check. Let me go.
If my gentle angel eyes in bed, she a devil. Yo, this one gets me mad like lower the talking here for that big drip inside outside. Yeah, mad now I got a little clout. They love to chat. Big stack like KMT. LOL need elastic bands.
Oh, that for bro, that for grab your shoe, eat and that. With bro seven, stuck in the and he ain't get back. Oh, that for bro, that for grab your shoe, eat and that. With
the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all asked for it, I did it. I was dancing. Calm down.
Going in. He's knocked out. The... yeah, you have to kill him. Nah, that's not how I want to start with this dude right here, man.
You gotta go sexy.
Hold on. Hey. Okay, I'll turn you up. Okay.
Good morning to the good people.
Hey.
Of Montreal. It's your boy. It's your guy.
It be the guy now.
Mr. Smell Good. Hey. In the building.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get a little Barry on, a little sexy on, and all that.
This dude's trying to take my job.
Nah, son. We here now.
Now, good. I want to make it clear. If you're a Montreal, if you're a man, and you don't know Akil Rock, I'm going to judge you. Mm-hmm. If you're a woman and your dude don't know Akil Ra, I'm going to judge you.
My husband knows Akil Ra. We actually saw each other
If you're looking for the incense, he even hits you with the long incense sticks. The thing is as big as you.
19-inch.
Big boy the status.
Listen, y'all need to stop because my dirty mindedness cannot continue this morning.
If you're looking for the essential oils. If you're looking for the essential oils. Then people's like, is that a cologne? I said, no, it's different. All my real Montreals that travel to New York on Labor Day and Thanksgiving know what I'm talking about. Yep. If you've been on Flatbush Boulevard,
yep.
You seen the dude with yep. the kiosk.
Yep.
He had the little vials.
Yeah.
You're like, what is that?
That's
two for 19? Two for 15? I'm with it.
That's what I grew up
on. I'm with it. Two for 15? Right. Is it a cologne? No. It's like, no. This is essential oils. This is different.
That's how you manifest things. Hey. I'm just saying. You gotta get when you get spiritual, you gotta put the oils, the incense. You gotta get into that vibe, that zone to connect with the universe, to connect with God. That's what I tell people, I'm like, you come into my house, I will burn a lot of incense. Mm. You might not be able to breathe or see for a little while. But you're gonna see different.
He is the
smoke clears, you get that clarity. Yikes. You know.
He Amen. Is the king of incense and essential oils. If you ain't checking him, you ain't doing something right. We have Mr. Smuggood himself, Akil Ra in the building, first time on the show. Long time listener, I presume.
Yes, indeed.
I'm gonna call him the faithful listener.
It's too much Barry's. I'm hitting them, then he's hitting them. You know, I wore my polo just for you. Cause I know we are polo aficionados up here.
Peace to the low life, fam. You know,
shout out to the low life.
You know, we in the building.
So
double
I heard
L's, double
so,
L's.
So I did a little research on you, and I heard a story. I heard how this thing kind of started. You didn't give us the origin story on the X-Men tip, but I heard you used to be on the bus. You know what I mean, with the little bad shorties from the hood from your
shout
age group.
Shout out to my Haitians.
Shout out
to my Haitians and all that.
Why were you on the Greyhound in the early years, making the runs to New York, getting the oil?
I was on that bus.
Talk to me.
Number one, it was to see my family. For the most part, because a lot of my family live in New York. But that's how I picked up the whole grind. It's just going to see my family, being out there on the avenue, being out there on the block. And, you know, once I got my first oil and got put on.
Walk me through that experience, you know what I mean? Because let's be honest. We're going to get into the story. Let's be honest, Lambo. You know what I mean? We're going to ask real questions on the Morning Detour this morning.
Because y'all know Akil now. But we go way back.
I want to get into all those stories. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Before we start, smell him, Lambo.
Okay. I always smell good. I don't mind.
Listen.
Do the smell test.
Listen,
it's on point.
I always feel insecure when Akil's in the building because he never smelled. Me and Akil be bunking up in all kind of random house parties all the time. It's like, well, he's like, oh, nah, this thing is here, man. It's the worst. I apologize
it's
for the word.
You know what I mean? You
thought because you put the Jean Nate on, you was doing something, sales.
No.
You thought because you had the pair of
first
Latouche.
I hit them with the top note.
The top note of the oils.
Come through, right? That's the intro.
The oils.
Right?
We're gonna break down the science to them. Yes, you know, there's so much things in here. Let's be honest. You got into the oil game because you want to teeth everybody's girl. nobody wants to talk about late 90s. 98, 99 was a good year for a few fellas.
That wasn't the initial thought, but it was by default. You know what I'm saying?
How many women have told you, you smell incredible?
At least I would say 1.5 million. At least
1.5 million and one.
I'm saying this is just ballpark. You know what I mean? Could be in between.
Pheromones is a real thing.
No, they are.
It's just a lot of comments since I've been rocking this since the 90s. I've been into this since about 95. I first got my intro, and then I started going in with it and bringing it to Montreal, sharing my love. For the oils and all that with the people.
That's about right because
so
I remember
it was around
his own 97, smelling good.
98.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, listen.
And
I
we're 2023, so that's a lot of compliments right there.
I used to get the oils on Flatbush, and I thought that was cheating. I thought, oh my God,
What is this crack? Why are they saying I'm selling this at Macy's?
The same way.
Okay. So before we get into the science and what makes the oils and this between the oils and the colon and all that,
right?
Walk me through your first experience, your first oil experience. Right, so God, nobody got that from you.
Mm-mm. So this is crazy.
Come up to the mic. Come up to the mic. Let me hit that deep
right,
voice.
So boom. So I'm in New York, right?
Yeah.
So everybody, like a lot of people might not know this, but people that know me really well know I'm a hip hop baby. Mm-hmm. I'm a hip hop head, you know. So boom. In the Wu-Tang joint, Ghostface had this line, right? Boom. I come rough, tough like an elephant tusk, get head rush, fly like Egyptian musk. Osh. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm now walking down the block and I hear this dude saying, yo, I got that Egyptian musk. I got Blue Nile, Egyptian musk.
Anything Egyptian musk is really good.
And amber.
Well, the amber joint too. That's one of the foundation scents as well. But it was the Egyptian musk, so that was the hook that brought me in, because I remembered that line. So I'm like, okay, this is Egyptian musk. Mm. Like, I kind of didn't know what he was talking about until that moment, right? So then, boom, I'm like, well, let me see what that's about. Caught my first bottle of Egyptian musk, right? I put it on, right? I get back to my crib. I got back to my spot at the time, which is Brooklyn. My grandfather lived in Brooklyn, my aunties and all them. My cousins were there at the time, walked in the house. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, what is that? What is that you're wearing there? Household full of trinis, right? What is that smell there, boy? What you wearing? That's smelling real sweet there, boy. And all of that, right? So yeah. Boom. So then, you know, this was my, I'm rocking it now. I'm like, I'm falling in love with this thing, right? So I'm rocking it every day. It was my daily scent. Mm-hmm. So now I come back to Montreal and I'm walking around the streets of Montreal and people are just like, confused, you know what I mean? Like, what is that? Like, what is that scent?
Okay, hold on. You're skipping a step.
He didn't cause confusion.
Before the confusion, where did you go to cause the confusion? When you came back to Montreal, because we all remember those New York trips. You go to Dr. J's, you know me, you go to Modell's.
Go VIM.
That's how you know.
I only go there when I need bite tips. What it is.
If you ain't going,
I was on the avenue, trust me.
If you ain't going to Vims, okay, so you do the Dr. J's, the Vims, the Models, and you know when you come back to Montreal, you want to rock this shit.
Of course,
if you could rock all 18 outfits in the same day, you would, right?
Ready.
So where did you go when you first busted this in? Because I remember when I first got my first incense, my essential oils from the street on Flatbush, I was in college at Champlain. Yo, them white girls didn't know what to do. I didn't even play on the basketball team. They're like, who's this guy? But I hung in the black club. I'm black.
That's why them boys in Wager were following me.
Listen.
So where did you go with the first musk?
People follow you.
Where did you? No, we're gonna talk about that. But where did you go with the first musk? Where did you hit them with the first musk?
Like, where did I actually go? Like, shoot. As soon as I got off that Haitian bus, right?
I remember that bus.
Basically, just like, because I was taking, I think I was on the train still back then, like taking public transit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just basically went back to LaSalle, where I lived at the time. And wherever I went, I left a trail. Like, you know, so I can't really remember to say, if I'm going to pick a place, I would say, maybe a party or...
You definitely went to a party.
You know what I'm saying? I was definitely... Because, you know me, I'm a social guy. I've been out here partying for like ever, you know. It's 15. See, I hit my first club and all that.
We hate dudes like you. You just trying to propagate... I'm going to hit you out with a new word this morning.
Stop your set.
Yo, me and Akil linked up at... The last time I saw Akil was at Natalie's party. Was at Paparazzi.
Right.
I was in the suit. This dude was in the suit. We just juiced, had a great time by ourselves. We just cooling. We don't need no girls. We aight.
Just out here smelling good. You know, just minding my business and all that, you know.
Okay, so you went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
You got your first taste of essential oils. What led you to, like, you know what, I'm gonna turn this into a business. I know you come from the Rasta firing culture. I know a lot of you in the black community. I know we came up on the Avon. Mm-hmm. What? I'm hit you with some
skin
skin so soft, but also wild country.
Y'all
forgot the wild country.
Wow.
I do my homework on the morning, Dito.
Wild country.
You know, Avon said, we thought the wild country was the one until we had the fragrance oils from Flatbush. And it was like, okay, well, this is something.
Yeah, this is something. That was definitely a layer.
So what made you turn into a business?
Okay, so now I'm in Montreal, and everywhere I go now, people are asking me, they're confused, they're like, you never smelled this before, they're asking me, yo, what is this, you know? So it just kind of naturally occurred like that, because I would go to New York pretty often.
Yeah.
So it just happened. So happened.
On the Haitian bus.
I just had that thought on the Haitian bus. Yeah. I say to my Haitians, you know what I mean?
Some shit, what's up?
So I'm just like, you know, it makes no sense. It first occurred like this guy was just like, yo, you just bring me back a bottle. Just whatever you do, just you get for yourself, get for me, you know? So then I started like doing that, and I'm like, hold on, let me ask how much it would cost for a larger quantity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So then they brought me out a whole different list and all that, and then I'm like looking at the prices, and I'm realizing like, okay, like if this more than this guy wants some of this action right here, then I could like create a little situation here, you know what I mean? So and I'm going back and forth anyway, you know? This was not me being shipped anything. This was me going with a bag and filling the bag and coming back home with the bag full. You know what I'm saying?
A real entrepreneur. Go. That's what it is.
Going through customs. I ain't got nothing to declare. No.
At first. Like y'all tucking that under the jeans.
Y'all know the flex. Yeah. It's all gifts. Yes, it's all gifts.
Yes.
My auntie gave it to me. Yo, real quick, Sinclair says you have to link up. He goes, I need the support.
Of course. I got you, my G. You done know. I'm one phone call away. I'm one DM away. You know.
A kill raw on IG. Y'all know how we're doing.
Let's talk about, because I'm all about fragrance oils. I love oils. I love pheromones. I love to smell good. Mm-hmm.
Do you like someone to spread the oils on you, or you want to spread them on yourself? Because I always want to be that guy in pornos. We're talking about pornos before.
No. I want
to be the cream oil guy on porno set.
Right?
I got strong hands.
The oil applier.
But that's what happened when X and I first started dating. We're dating, and I have a photo shoot. And then I'm like, here's the oil. And he's looking at me. I'm like, this is like date number three. And he's oiling my whole body on a photo shoot. I'm like, you missed the spot. Go a little higher.
I'm sure he wasn't mad.
No, he wasn't mad.
So I like being oiled.
But you know, he didn't have that kill raw.
How important are, because people don't understand, like with fragrance oils, there's pheromones that are involved in natural essential oils. So how important is that, even connection between sexual, because I like to talk about sexuality, sensuality, because couples are no longer connecting the way they used to. You know, COVID got everybody stressed. Yeah. They're going to work. They're freaking out.
Absolutely.
People are like, I'm not having sex anymore. My wife is getting rigid. My husband's getting like this. But
we need some oils.
Yeah. But how important is that in the pheromones that are in natural essential oils that we create fragrance oils into connecting with your partner, the sense?
Well, I think it's important because number one, it's kind of like, it takes you back to like, let me just simplify it, right? Mm. These oils are only really good, or they only really get activated when you're like really clean, when your body is clean, and when your hygiene is on point.
You got, hold on. You got to highlight that.
Because we spoke about earlier.
Yes, this is not, no, this
we,
ain't
we
no.
We got some people in Montreal that want to bang only on Sunday.
This is not no mask type of situation. Like, this is
could
not.
You, can you say that one more time?
On.
For the people in the back, can you say it one more time?
Let me say that one more time, right? Like, this is
fresh out the shower.
This is fresh out the shower usage. Hey. You know what I mean? Hey. Like, this is when you're very clean. This is when the oils get activated. This is when the oils are like basically are used energized to their fullest potential, right?
Aren't they also more energized with warmth of the body and heat?
So this is where I'm going with this.
Watch
so
this
now
one.
When your body is clean and your hygiene is on point, and then naturally that makes you feel good about yourself. Just taking a shower alone will change the psychology of your mood or whatever else.
100%.
So now applying the oils now and changing that dimension now and creating a whole other vibe. Atmosphere, because sense is about atmosphere,
exactly.
Right? So now you're adding another atmosphere and another kind of dimension to your physicality now.
Yep.
And now you feel good about yourself. You're putting on the scent. That scent amplifies the feel good.
And we like the feel good.
We love the feel
your lover good. Or you know what I'm saying. Your partner or whatever feels that energy because everything is what
energy,
right? So this is an energy thing. This is like energy, emotional connection. This is like psychology, like oils and like physicality of the oils. It's like all metaphysics, you know. It all comes back around 360. So like to answer your question is like, it's an intimacy that you find first, I guess, with yourself initially through self-care, self-love and taking care of yourself, smelling good. And then appreciating smelling good, and then actually loving to smell good, and then your partner will appreciate that and feel that energy, and then that creates a bond. And plus, you smell good, so they want to be on your body.
Like, I love that.
Let's stop this.
You mentioned self-care and self-love, like being a mental health advocate, but also being a body positive model. I like talking about self-love and, you know, and self-awareness and self-care. And it's super important when you're talking about, even with your fragrance oils, because it is when you look good, you feel good, when you take care of yourself. Sometimes I don't want to wear makeup, but I'm going to put lip gloss on, a little bit of mascara.
You are smell good, though.
Thank you. I try. I put the oils. And I know that that makes me feel good. Absolutely. When I know I'm like, damn, I smell good. I'm glistening. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could be having a horrible day. But when I know my husband walks through, I'm like, listen, this is what you're dealing with right now.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Put two quick little dabs right inside of your thigh. You know, that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. It's a mature morning show. Okay, let's pay some bills. Montreal, no my city. If you don't follow Akil Raw on IG, hold on.
You must be living under a rock.
Well, listen, we producing and hosting at the same time. Akil Raw, AKILRAH on IG. Mm-hmm. Get your incense, get your fragrance oil. Everything gonna smell right.
And more info coming too. More info coming too. I'm working on other pages.
I promote you every week. You just don't listen. Every week I tell people when they come on the show, you want to burn your sage oil and get some incense from Akil. You got the 19-inch stick. Yeah, but
what?
The incense stick.
You wild. You a wild person.
Listen,
I'm talking about the incense stick. What's wrong with you? Y'all are so filthy. Can we pay some bills? Can you let the people know the different fragrance oils and the incense stick that he has available?
Oh man, just hit
let
me.
Let them know the scents.
I got so many. I'm buying too many to name right now. You gotta hit me. I just want everything for the whole family. I got everything from A to Z. Like literally.
I just want to take a shower and take a water gun from Toys R Us and load it up with some fragrance oil and just shoot myself and tell my girl come to me.
You know, you want to rub her with oil.
That's a good idea, man. You can get creative with this.
No, the oil's
man.
For me. She gets baby oil. She gets Johnson & Johnson. The oil's is for me.
Oh.
Listen,
because you know it's dangerous out there, man. People follow you with these oils. People be careful out there with these oils. Disclaimer. Okay.
So you gave us a step by step. You told us, listen, you got to come out fresh out the shower. If you're on Twitch, on YouTube, on Facebook, fresh out the shower.
IG.
Now, walk me through what's the best way to apply it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say that.
So, okay, you know, like the whole cologne and perfume experience is the spray with the spray top, right? You spray it on, and that's how you apply it to your skin. This is the roll on, so you gotta get your roll on, baby. You gotta roll on to apply, and then this is an oil, so you can rub it in a bit. And you know, you can put it in all the pulse cues. I call the pulse cues, you know, where you check your pulse at your neck.
I check my pulse here.
Right? Anywhere exactly. Where the heart, you know, where
people don't
that
realize
pulse
that.
Of your
put,
heart.
Did she push up her chest?
You put the scent.
Hold on. We're on video. Can you get a fragrance oil and apply it to Lambo so we can see how this goes on?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I like to be a visual show. I like to be a work in progress.
I'll be a work.
Can you apply right? No, yeah. Oh, show them. Don't show me. Show the team.
See it.
Apply right down the middle. Hold on. Watch your drink. Let me take a shot, man. Shout out to Jack Daniels, man. We waiting for the sponsorship, man.
Sour.
Oh boy! I'm gonna buy at least two oils today. Shorty better watch out tonight.
Okay.
You also got chew sticks, right?
I got chew sticks on the way.
Okay. So on the way,
I got them. I got chew sticks.
People tell me don't be filthy. Listen, man. It's a mature morning show. Okay. What's this?
Okay, I'm gonna put some after.
Oh, some African musk? Sales, can you get the video of this, Sales?
That green and white, you know.
Hold on.
That green and white is a piece of my Nigerian people.
Okay, so you gonna show us how to properly apply it. If you follow us on YouTube, on Twitch.
Open the cap slowly.
Hey.
Slowly. Untwist slowly. Take it off slowly, okay? Take your time with this.
Nigerian princess.
Luckily, I've known him for a very long time, so I trust him.
Disclaimer.
Married woman, I don't want no problem.
No, my husband's all good.
Okay. He's gonna use the wrist. Okay.
She's using the pulse.
Okay.
It's one pulse. No, you can. He's not gonna. It's fine.
Get the neck. How that smell? See. This is the best morning show in the country. If you don't know Akil Ra, follow him on IG. Akil, A-K-I-L-R-A-H. Follow your fragrance oils and incense things. You got the 19-inch incense sticks. Let me tell you, them shit burn
stop
forever.
Stop saying that because I keep hearing something holla else. At me. Holla at me.
No, they go holla. Okay, oh, okay.
Scream at me.
Okay. That's for the ladies. For the ladies. Okay, you put down, it in between.
Okay, down the middle. Okay, that's what we're doing, down the middle.
And let it settle there.
You gotta, and I go under my bust because your heartbeat is there, your pulse is there. And you warm it up.
Gotta make
so
sure
when you hug, because when I hug guys that are shorter than me, I always
most guys are shorter than you.
Yeah, my that, listen, I used to date taller guys until I met my husband.
We're not worried about the taller guys.
And I put him right here, and he felt real comfortable, and he put a ring on it. Okay.
So, Kill Raw, what's next for you? You got the chew sticks coming up.
Well, the chew sticks are on deck. Actually, it's just that I haven't really promoted them as much.
So talk to me about the chew sticks real quick before we put some more fire.
Chew sticks are great. I mean, chew sticks is it's like a licorice stick, right? Yep. That is good for your gums, and it also suppresses appetite if you're like going through fasting and stuff like that. It's really good for fasting.
Yeah, they use it in Africa a lot. Nigeria, they use it a lot because we do have fasting periods. Well, before
Ramadan and all I never, that. Yeah, that's exactly. How I actually got introduced to it at first.
Let me smell this.
I'm
right
buying
here.
This. Can I? My like, I need brother, to buy yeah.
the
Ramadan.
Peace out to my Muslim brothers. Mm. And he was doing his Ramadan, and he was really on the chew stick vibe, and that's how I got put onto the chew sticks. So
good.
Got the chew sticks. Candles are on the way. I'm working on that.
So you're gonna be back for the holidays? No, we try and do.
I'll be back, man. I'll be back whenever you invite me, man. You know,
I know you want to get on that,
and I'll be back with more stuff.
I'll be back
always
for the
more on the way.
Episode.
always expanding. Always trying to like stretch. Always trying to like get the best sense for my people. Like I'm working.
I need some oils. I'm gonna buy some oils. Yeah, show what's going on. Listen, I kill rock
right now.
Got you.
I thought you had your thing on me. You could have asked them two questions before I played the mix.
I asked them the most important question about pheromones because that's I know what the ladies want to know because women we're always trying to find a way how do we keep you know we can keep a man's attention with you know lingerie all that good stuff and I tell people some men are not even into it. I've been with men that are like listen just get to the
yeah just get
you know?
Naked
that's
yeah.
it but scents are so important they're
you
so
get close
sensual.
You can get a little closer you know
but even the way like you apply commercial, it right?
But okay but I want to know because I know a lot of guys are wanting to themselves how long does it last for because for me it's lasted really long.
Okay.
The fragrance oil lasts really long.
They
very
do.
Good question. Like, because it's applied to the skin in that way, and because it's an oil, it lasts a lot longer than a lot of the, you could say, industry standard perfume or whatever. And that's because as you go on through your day, you're wearing it, and as you perspire a bit, it's kind of mixing in with your whole chemistry of your whole
pheromones.
Body.
Yeah. Your natural pheromones.
Your natural
yeah.
pheromones.
Oh, I
your
love
natural
when it
skin
to
of your oil, right? So, natural oil of your skin. So. Yeah, man, it lasts very long. It's a very great product. Like, it's good for skin too, like because it doesn't have alcohol in it.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't contain any chemicals that are very harmful. So this is
such
made out
perfume.
Of vegetable glycerin. It's like a plant-based product, right? So this is good for your skin. It'll hydrate your skin. And you smell good at the same time. It's like there's too many pros to this product. You know what I'm saying? Like this is not like a super.
Like there's too many pros.
This is like a superfood product.
Yeah.
You know?
And a suggestion. You know what? Because you're doing all these amazing oils and kits, you should literally create like a massage oil, like a kit, like with a candle.
On the way.
Like for like. Sex toys, like the little sex
okay.
kit,
yeah,
the Kama Sutra,
okay.
Akil Ra Kama
no,
Sutra kit.
No,
I just said it.
No,
Akil Ra
no,
Kama
go.
Sutra kit.
No, it's a mature morning show.
I want
two
some
times.
Kama,
let me get to it.
Kama Sutra kit.
Kama Sutra.
It's okay.
Uh-huh.
You gotta put the ra at the end. Like
exactly.
I'm gonna spin it.
So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna link you up with Panya Lux, and we're gonna make a nice little package. You're gonna give away a nice little Akil Ra. Christmas package.
Well, we can do that.
Him
yes.
and hers.
Yes.
We can put that together.
Yes.
Him and hers.
Yes, indeed.
Incense, some fragrance oil, some chew things. Everything's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're caught all that. You know what I mean? December 23rd,
Mrs. Smellgood going to take care of that for y'all.
Mr. Smellgood. Okay.
I got you. I'm on that.
Give them the IG one more time. He'll be back on the show in December. We're giving away mad shit.
So it's Akil Ra. You can get at me at Akil Ra. You know, the name of the business is Nature's Garden. Nature's Garden, the only thing that makes sense.
Ooh.
So it's Nature's Garden makes sense.
Hey.
You know?
He's a rapper sales. You might want you rap, you know, a little bit. You want to get on a beat?
A little bit. A little bit. That's on the way. That's on the way. All of that is on the way. You know what I'm saying?
I just want the Kama Sutra kit.
All of that is on the way. The Kama Sutra kit's on the way.
Yeah,
got the mixtape on the way.
Hold on.
I got more incense on the way. More oils on the way. All exclusive. Everything hot off the press. You know what time it is.
Pull up a game?
Yeah, pull up one game from me. Because people are asking me for one game, man.
I have most of it memorized now.
Okay.
I'm at that point.
Okay. So, okay. Give them two questions real quick.
So, let's see. Superhero or antihero?
Superhero.
Why?
Because it's super.
Because it's super.
Super smelling.
No, what's the context of?
It's this or that.
It's this or that.
This, so, or that.
This or that. Okay, well, superhero because we all need a hero. You know what I mean? And that, especially in this time right now, it's like I say, well, if I'm a superhero, I would say I'm like, my superpowers is like spreading that real love and positivity because we need that right now because there's a lot too much negativity out here. So we need a superhero. We need a hero right now to come wash up all these bad vibes, you heard?
So I got you. I got another one for you. So poor and happy mm-hmm. or rich and unhappy?
Poor and happy, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that has to do with perceptions, too, mm-hmm. you know, and perspective. So, like, you know, I could always find a way to get some money, you know what I mean, or elevate the financials. Yeah. But, you know, that happiness, you know, like, what's good to have all this money and not be happy and be miserable, right?
You see, and I knew you would say that because I've known you for so
happiness
long.
Happiness is important. It's important. Very important.
Logic or emotion?
Hmm.
Things that make you go.
I would say, you know, I'm a man, so I have to say logic. But the logic could turn into an intelligence of the emotion once you develop into that.
But it's crazy you say that as a man, because as a woman, most people would expect me to be emotional. I'm very logical, which sometimes I clash mm-hmm. with most men because I'm so logical. They expect me to be emotional,
right.
And then they're looking for the emotion.
I got so much question for you, but I got so much time.
We need the 4-hour show.
No.
And then I'm coming back.
For Lambo,
and then we're gonna have a stripper pole here. I'm gonna bring my stripper girls.
I want to know
the oils.
With the oils
in the gun.
Grease the pole with the oils. You know
I'm almost stop.
Kama Sutra with a kill rob. And the stripper.
I got one for you.
Right.
Misunderstood after death or forgotten after death?
Misunderstood for sure.
I agree.
Because I've been misunderstood, so y'all can keep misunderstanding. Like,
what's the biggest misconception? Because you're a cool guy, you're a fly guy, you're one of the few guys, and it's you, there's this dude Ralph in the East that wears polo like you, and there's mm-hmm. Tony from Cream Clothing. There's only three guys.
There's a lot of us, man. Peace to my fam. Yeah, man.
We need a low head night. Should I do a low head night?
Well, it's actually in the works.
Let's get that going.
Yeah.
You can only wear polo and not.
That's been in the works. That's been like an idea that I had conceptually.
And not that USA polo.
That's not that polo. That's not Ralph, though. That's not Ralph, though.
That big motherfucker that's like.
That's not Ralph, though. The two men on the horse. We don't do the two men on the horse. You heard?
This is
love and loyalty only. You heard? Like, you heard? We only do the pony. We only do the pony, like, straight up. That's not Ralph.
This time in the right chair. I'm not even in the right chair.
Word. Like, it's real serious. My low heads don't play that one.
I remember that.
That USAPA is not the real polo.
That USPA, that's not it.
Not real.
Get them the IG one more time. I'm going to play some music on those preview updates. We can stick around.
Hit me up at Akilra, AKILRAH. That's the handle.
And Kama Sutra kits are coming.
The handle's on the way. Also, I'm a personal trainer. Eh? Like, that's coming on the way, too. Like, just,
yeah, come
I just
back
had to say
school.
That, you know, no. Raw Fit. I'm working on this module called Raw Fit.
And I'm signing up.
And Raw is...
Somebody told me, ask him to take off his shirt. I don't know what kind of show they think this is.
Stop this.
No, you will not do that. You will pay for that.
Nah, we're not doing that this morning.
We're going to have a special show.
Yeah, man, I'm working on this Raw Fit module. It's called Repetition and Hard Work. Raw Fit, Repetition and Hard Work.
We're going to monetize that.
So we're going to rock. We rocking. I'm working.
No, I'm just saying we're going to monetize that because people can't just be like, you want to see a shirt. This is not Magic Mike.
I want in on the polo party. I want to host the polo party.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Okay, let me play some music. Stick around. We'll do some community updates, man. Let me play some Kanye, man. All
right, let's go.
Play some Hov in here. Yes, Montreal. Big up to all the entrepreneurs. Try a thing. Ricky, not nice. Gussie. Cream clothing. Hour past pay. The Kill Raw. Incense and fragrance oil. Woosa! You know I gotta play some Hov. If we gonna talk money, if we gonna talk entrepreneurism, I gotta play some Hov. You know how we doing things. It's that band, baby. It's the morning detour. Let's go!
Pretty Sean called that shit nigga Hov. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite. Shit. Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under them IG pictures. So when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take no threats, I got a set of twins. Those were just some words you'll never hear again. For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I've never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I've never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas can live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex. I was in fight mode, oh now it's fuck me, mijo. I was moving them kilos, help you move your peoples. Sometimes you need your ego, gotta remind these fools who they effing with, but we got effing too. Before we had A&Rs, we had ARs too.
Yeah.
We the only ones really moving like y'all say y'all do.
You know this.
We still moving like y'all niggas say y'all did.
I promise you.
Emery passed you niggas and he did a bit.
Uh-huh.
Tata jumped over niggas, he like 5'6".
You know this.
The heart of a giant, don't you ever forget.
Uh-huh.
Don't you never forget. Jigga got this shit popping. I put...
Yo, big show in the country.
Come on.
Big up yourself. We got Sweet 6 FTR coming up next. Let me do a look. Let me do a community update. You know how we do things. Montreal.
Put that drum in your ear. Don't get smirked.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby Smurda. Anybody you heard?
I heard.
Niggas could not be further. I bother your
silly flows only. Trauma.
The morning detour.
Yeah, make an appointment. Yo, Lamo's wallet. Let's do some community updates, man. Sweet Cheeks MTL of the year. I want some cinnamon rolls right now. Montreal, my city, you know we're doing things. 8:45 in the morning. Let me do a little community update. A lot of people hitting us up, man. A lot of people want to get the plug. Get the plug. So, College La Salle Fashion School, they're doing their second year fashion marketing. Students of La Salle College invite you to the 9th edition of the annual Soiree Mode College La Salle. The event will present season's trends in 3 fashion shows, Asphyxie, Guestless, and Poison. It will take place next Saturday, November 5th, from 4 p.m. There's a slot at 4 p.m., 6:30, and 8 p.m. at La Salle College at Jean-Paul Morin Hall, 2000 St. Catherine Street West. Tickets are on our LinkedIn, on our IG, in our bio, Detour514. Tickets are available for $20, $40 for VIP tickets on the Soiree Mode College La Salle website through Eventbrite. So we have that going on. So much things happening, man. Lambo, so much is going on. I have to say one thing
because everybody's freaking out because you made the mention that this is my last show today. It's not my last show ever. It's my last show for since I've been here from the summer because I'm doing many things, which Weezy and I are still going to be working on many things behind the scenes. I will show up for your Christmas special.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to mention because what I'm doing, so I'm going to mention this. Weezy already knows. People are going to hate even more. It's all good because I bought a network, so I will be the first black woman in Canada to own my own streaming network and be in direct competition with Netflix. So anybody who has any original content, whether you're a DJ, a producer, a chef, you're an influencer, a content creator, come to my page at The Real Svetlana on IG. And because we're still building the page, we're going to launch in 2023. I want to do this for the community. I want to show community excellence to, because what they said, 100 million subscribers are there on Roku, Fire Stick, and Apple TV. And my network will be on that. And it will be Woosah TV.
Okay, let's get the Woosah thing. Oh. Listen. Big Will's coming in here. Sweet Cheeks MTL, who's stepping up to the mic?
You missed that.
Okay, so you step up to the mic. What, you're shy? Don't be shy. You know, I mean, it's only 20,000 listeners. Only number one everyone show in the country. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Sales, push up our mic, Sales. Goddamn, Akia, boy. Listen, you can already prepare my package. Let me get the $35 pack. Sweet Cheeks, MTL, step up to the mic. Sales, just push up our mic a little bit there. We got 10 minutes here, man. We got Big Will coming in, too. But why Yardie, November 12th?
Big Will needs to be on my network. I need that comedy on my network. Big Will, you missed that. I'm letting people know, yes.
Let Sweet Cheeks go. Hold on. I'm seeing a lot of goodies here.
Sweet Cheeks needs to be there.
This better be the cinnamon. Sweet Cheeks, step up to the check.
That's actually for you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's little breakfast cinnamon rolls.
Hold on. Your voice is so sweet. Step up to the mic. Introduce yourself. Who you? Sweet Cheeks MTL in the building. If you're looking for baked goods, they have cinnamon rolls. They got rum-infused cupcakes. Right,
you got me on that.
Listen, you look gorgeous. What's going on? I heard you're nervous.
I am.
You're good.
It's only 20,000 listeners. It's light work,
no
man.
No pressure.
We're in a sneaker store. We okay?
And when I share you on my IG, you're going to have a reach of 2.3 million people and 158,000 verified followers.
So you're 22? You. So yes. You're 22? There's no way you're 22. Moms came with you this morning. We'll get mom talking a bit. Talk to us about Sweet Cheeks MTL because I'm seeing Sweet Cheeks and I'm like, okay, listen, my diabetes is going to run through the roof. My mom's already a type 2 diabetes. I don't know where we're going with this. Let the people know on IG, you can follow her, Sweet Cheeks MTL. You can follow them on Facebook as well. Let people know what are the products that you offer and what makes you different.
So basically, I offer cinnamon rolls, different types of cookies. So like cranberry and white chocolate.
Oh my goodness.
I never had the cranberry and white chocolate. Don't give a kill that. He got scent. Stay away from him. He smelled too good. You hate a dude that smelled too good. Stay away from him.
Oh my gosh. I also have cheesecakes as well. So apple crisp cheesecake, caramel cheesecake with caramel tequila.
Okay,
stop
hold on.
Talking
okay,
dirty.
Okay, hold on. Come in the mic.
Goodness.
Come in the mic. If you're gonna talk sexy, come in the mic.
You're talking dirty to me.
Mom, she's
tequila,
going too fast.
Can we chocolate
can we pull up? See, I tell Louise I need a 4-hour morning show. I need a 4-hour. Okay, hold on. You're going too fast here. The cheesecake got caramel and what else in it?
Caramel tequila.
Ooh. Okay, where is that? And how can I put an order in for that today? Like, where is that? What does that taste like?
Well, you don't really taste the tequila because it's.
Oh, that's
it's
the trouble right there. Don't tell Lambo that. Don't
it's
let it creep
it's
up.
Straight from Mexico. You know, the tequila is different there. Yeah. So you don't taste the alcohol, you just taste the caramel.
Okay.
That tastes like.
Watch tequila. Yo, listen, can you chill, Lambo? Goddamn.
That's my last damn going out with a bag.
Goddamn. So, what else do you got?
I think that's it for now. Just the cinnamon rolls, cookies, and the cheesecakes.
Okay, so let's get into a little backstory here. Mm-hmm. How do you get into this? Like, you know, why do you want to make these super big goods for people?
You know,
you should just make it for your boyfriend and your mom and your family. And that's it. Why share it to the world?
I've always baked, like, even with my mom and my grandmother. Those are the two people that I've always baked with. I think I started getting into it maybe in, like, high school, so 16. Mm. And then my mom, their family friends would always be like, you have to sell your stuff. And I'm always, I'm a little like, I don't trust my baking. Like the first time I'm always like very insecure about it. Mm-hmm. But like the past 3 years, I think I've gotten really good at it. And then.
It looks good.
Thank you.
And I'm a foodie. And I'm looking at it like y'all can't see this. The ones that are on IG.
Yo, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know why you got.
No, I know why.
Okay.
So good.
No. Hold on. I ain't gonna hold you, moms. We got 8 minutes. I ain't gonna hold you. I know Big Will walk up. Plug. We got. Okay. Come step up to the mic. Come step up to the mic, moms. Come step. Grab the mic, moms. Let's know. Okay. Lama got her eye on the box. Okay.
I just want to really quickly say that this has only been a week in progress, so I have to give my daughter big up props.
Well, look at that. You on the number one urban morning show in the country. You're a weekend.
Yeah.
So have you fully supported your daughter, you know, being an entrepreneur and like going for it?
Absolutely. I mean, the mindset for the young generation is totally different to when we were growing up with our parents immigrating to Canada. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're not going to encourage you to go get your own business started. They want you to work in the hospital and get that pension. So, you know, obviously, our generation were more open-minded. So it would be great if she could have her own business and not work for the man.
Yeah.
Obviously, putting in your own.
Nobody wants to work for the man.
Exactly,
we want to be like a Kiara. I just want to burn incense and wear fragrance oil all day.
That's right.
And
put the oils on.
But see, so no, hold on. Stop. Come closer to the mic. See, my issue with Sweet Cheeks MTL, because I just want to... Yeah, Sweet Cheeks MTL. I just want to eat this. The cinnamon rolls is really what I'm coming for.
I would love you guys to try it while you're on
No, we'll try while we're on here. So open up some. We'll try where we got some. We got a roll of napkin sales on the shelf there. We'll try some. Open it up. Yeah. We'll try some out. My thing is, I just want to eat this, wear fragrance, make girls come over to my house, wear some Akil fragrance. I just want to get fat off the cinnamon rolls. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I came for the cinnamon rolls.
My last cinnamon roll.
Big Will. Big Will. Come true, Big Will. Come true. Come true, Big Will. Come over here. Come over here, Big Will.
What a great show. I just have to say, like, what a small world. I know Akil. I know Big Will. You know, and my
Big Will. Big Will, come on the wheel. Come on the mic real quick, Big Will. Hold on, Akil. Let Big Will take it. See, come on the mic real quick.
That's my homegirl right here. So basically, Montreal.
Big Will, you have no friends, Big Will. Stop. Big Will's one of the most popular promoters in the city.
Big Will and friends are in the house.
Big Will's one of the most popular promoters in the city. I always joke on it, but he's a real entrepreneur. You be doing it. Big Will, come on the mic real quick. Sure. Let people know what's going on. Okay. Wow. Okay. Oh, man.
No,
oh,
actually, man. Actually, I'm going to do something even better than that. What we're doing, we actually have a show coming up called Lovers and Friends, and we're going to make sure we put those on show.
I feel like you stole my idea, Big Will. I want my table for the Shahara in the front. I want Sweet Cheeks at the left for me.
So now you got it.
You have a boyfriend, right, Sweet Cheeks? Yeah, yeah. Actually, tell him. Yeah, he got to stay close to the sugar. She's going to make her boyfriend diabetic. He better get the insulin early.
But let me actually, that's what I wanted to let you know. You guys are hearing it for the first time. We have a show coming up called Lovers and Friends. That's with actually Shahara as performing. We're going to have some.
She's hosting next week.
That's what it is. And actually, we're going to send some of those candles and everything, all those incense with my boy Akil. We're going to make that happen.
Nice support.
And just let you guys know, the biggest comedy, urban comedy show is coming to Montreal. We have White Yardy. He actually landed in Toronto last night. So we're about to do a whole bunch of things. We actually have the exclusive interview with the Morning Detour, my boy Weezy and everything. So quick facts. The first official drop that Morning Detour got was from White Yardy.
Yeah.
Nice. I brought them, I think it was the show up downtown. So make sure I brought Weezy, came through and everything. And White Yardy made sure and made sure everything was blessed. So we have the show coming up. Please get your tickets. I'm telling people, get your tickets. That's what it is. A lot of people say they got tickets until you have that official email from me. It's not official.
Now all your words, you have to say goodbye to me.
Oh no, I'm not saying goodbye. You coming
are.
Back.
Yeah, you gotta, okay.
Hold on.
The sexy voice. You gotta tell us.
So how about
give
that? We're about to have a whole show with your toys with Wusa, because I'm still a model. I haven't seen nothing about Wusa. So I'm saying we're gonna make it happen. No, but for real, you are an irreplaceable figure in the community. And we would love to have you back, even though I'm not officially part of the show. We would love to have you back.
Please write to Weezy Moonchaser. Stop writing to me on IG.
Hold on. No. Why y'all putting this on me? Hold on a second. Thank God this is on video. Let me tell you something, man. Can we talk about these cinnamon rolls for 4 minutes a little bit here, bro?
But on the real, get your tickets. White Yardy is in the country. Get your tickets. Once we are sold out, there's nothing that I could do. Get your tickets. It's very, very, very easy. Call me. 514-434-4426. Basically, it's a collab. We could have been a bunch of promoters doing our own thing, so we decided to unite myself, Big Will Entertainment. We have Ricky Not Nice and Gussie. All of us putting together to put on an amazing show for the city.
Yeah, big up you back entrepreneurs, but hold on. Well, hold on. If you don't have some of these Sweet Cheeks MTL at your events, I'm not coming to your events anymore. Okay, so I'm gonna talk about this real quick. Lambo's doing her challenge just now. I just pitched my cooking show called Cooking with Jacques. Really? So with Cooking with Jacques, I found like you couldn't find online. Like if you Googled online, West Indian cooking classes, like how do I learn to make goat and oxtail properly? You can't find that. So what I did is I have a show coming out early next year. Nice. I'm going to go around to different people's house, and they're going to cook different dishes, and they're going to teach me. But I'm cheating, because I can't cook. I only have three dishes in me. I'm cheating. So, no, Lama's going to set up a situation. Yeah. Sweet 6 MTL, listen, what's going on with the cinnamon roll? So let me break down the cinnamon roll. Let me walk you through Cooking with Jacques. All right, welcome back to Cooking with Jacques, right? So we have the cinnamon roll here. So the top layer of the cinnamon roll is topped with a nice little white glaze. It's beautiful. But what I really noticed about the cinnamon roll, right under it, she gave me a little extra sauce under it. See, a lot of people, the Key and I, won't know that. Big Will knows because he has friends. This is the touch right here.
Yeah,
this one got me right here. I can't even hear Akil Rod anymore. He's lost in the sugar. I thought you was the incense dude. Let me tell you something. Sweet 6 MTL, watch that. Don't be thinking of the video. Watch loving sales.
It. Loving it.
I don't know what.
Loving it.
Yo, under my knee is sweating from the cinnamon roll.
Okay.
I can't wait to go home and smoke and eat more cinnamon roll. Lambo again. Put this over there, Sweet Cheeks. Put this over there. You know what I mean? Give Lambo some cookies. Sweet Cheeks MTL. If your Joker event every Thursday, your comedy show don't have Sweet Cheeks MTL, it's fraudulent. If all your events don't. Let me be quite honest. The morning detour is about holding people accountable, okay? Yeah. We hold Kanye accountable, but I fuck Kanye. But you know what I'm saying? Like
the first event we're going to have you on, put it that way, Christmas show. It's basically Bad Santa, December 23rd. Mm. We're having you on there.
Sweet. Let me tell you something, man.
December 23rd, Bad Santa. Look it up.
CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the world.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. Jazz Amok time.